Hey, you're back? Did you get the waistband extenders? Fucking finally. I thought you were going to leave me here in baby land forever. Let's sit down. My ankles are killing me. You try carrying this weight on your stomach all day, dickhead. See how much stamina you have. No, don't. I didn't tell you to massage them. While you were gone, I looked through the maternity dresses, but I only found one that I liked. There were a few in gray that were fine, but a little dull looking. Ugh, I have to look online for something in my style. Less frilly. But I already know that's going to be expensive. And that means I'll have to do extra for you around. Shut up. When you splurge on me, I have to do more for you. That's the deal, dickhead. Wait, what are those? Accessories? You're planning something, aren't you? Lipstick. Lipstick? And hair ribbons. Are you fucking kidding me? For our next humiliation game? Stop buying me shit like that. That is the first time I... Why are you looking at the clothes rack? Get back here. I said get back here. What are you holding? Is that a pink maternity dress? Are you... No. Nuh-uh. Look at that frilly flower patch of shit. I'm not wearing that. Put it back. Don't. Don't put it in the cart. I am going to fucking rip your eyeballs out, dickhead. Do you hear me? Yeah. I'm actually annoyed. Yes. We've been doing the housewife roleplay. But this is like, I don't have a lot of clothes anymore. This dress would be one of the main things I wear. Look, can we talk in private? I don't even know where we get privacy, but... Fine, a dressing room then. Let's go inside. Yes, I've been enjoying the whole you forcing me to be a housewife thing. I've even been enjoying it when you tell me what to wear in the morning. I pout about it all day, but it does make me excited for you to come home so I can pay the rent. So, it's not really about the dress, it's just... Everything is changing so fast, you know? I thought I was ready for it, but I'm not. I see my reflection and I don't even recognize myself anymore. I'm this big, bloated thing and I'm only getting bigger. So when you add the whole changing style thing, it's just too much. I want to be able to at least look in the mirror and be happy with what's on the other side. Do you get it now, dickhead? Oh, you're asking? That's a hard question, you know? It's hard to feel sexy when I'm lugging around this extra weight. I guess that I do feel pretty sexy when it's just us and you, like, admire my body. Still, you only like it 'cause you're a perv who's into pregnant women. When I'm on my own, it's different. I stop focusing on the breeding crap and all the implications. Then it's just me, but bigger. And what woman likes feeling that way? What are you talking about? Dude, we are in public. We can't. Yeah, I know that I have to fuck you whenever you want. I agree to be free use. Still, I didn't mean you could fuck me in. And we were just having a serious conversation. I guess you are going to pay for all of this. I have to. Have to follow my end of the deal. And I never specified you couldn't use me in public. I just, don't you think doing it here would be really embarrassing? Get that fucking smug grin off your face. Fine. You win. I'm taking my clothes off. But that doesn't mean you can ignore what I was saying. After we do whatever bullshit you're planning, you have to fucking answer me. Fuck, this place is so fucking cramped. I can't believe you wanted to do something like this. Fucking pervert. There. I'm naked. What's the plan, dickhead? Fine. Sir, what's the plan, sir? You want me to stand in front of the mirror? Really? Are you sure? No, I'm not back talking. I'm not afraid or anything. Whatever, dude. If that's where you want me to stand. Move over. There's like no space. Get behind me. Yeah, behind me. Okay, there. I'm looking right at myself. Now what? Dude, your hand is on my neck. What the fuck? No, I can't. Fine, you're not choking me, it's just, it was just unexpected. Sir? It feels kinda dangerous, but also kinda safe? What do I see in the mirror? Some pregnant slut, I guess. What answer were you? Your fingers are... You're teasing my clit. It's not fair. I always melt when you do that, dick, sir. Right, the question, fine. I see a woman who's 5 months pregnant and her belly is really starting to jut out, and what I have to say. No, I'm not back talking. I see a beautiful bred woman whose belly is proof of her fertility and that she's carrying her owner's child. And are you sure? Okay. She's never been prettier than she is now. And she's only going to get sexier as it grows. There, are you fucking happy now? Powerful. What do you mean? I look powerful. I've never been more fucking helpless in my life. Making a new life. I don't know about that one, but I'll say it, sir. The woman in the mirror looks powerful because she's making new life, shaping hands and feet and everything, all with the power of her body. She's incredible. Now what? The rest of my body? Right? Her breasts are a lot bigger than they were before. Like a full cup size. It's, you want me to say? Yes, sir. Her breasts look so feminine this way. She's sexier with her breasts and this size, and I have noticed more men staring at my chest. They never got so much attention. Well, what else? My hair? Oh, I guess it's longer. Yeah, I haven't cut it since I moved in. I never let it grow out this long before. Maybe I should get it cut, and I'm not allowed. Oh, that's no, fuck, I'm not arguing. No, fuck, I'm not arguing, sir. I won't cut it. You own me. Sir, you're enjoying this too, right? You're touching me and it feels good, but my ass is pushing against your pants. I can't help but notice how hard you're getting to. Maybe I could. Huh? What's a thigh job? Oh, you rub your cock against my outer lips, grinding it back and forth to tease me, all while my thighs press down against your cock? Oh, fuck. Yes, yeah, sir. You can fuck my thighs. You can fuck them. With how wet I'm getting, I won't be able to stop myself from lubricating you. Shit. We're going to make a mess in the fucking dressing room. Fuck. Oh, I can feel it. The cock that's knocked me up. Fuck. I'll squeeze my thighs tight for you. I'll make them into a hole for you. Oh, this is good. This is better. Fuck. You're really rubbing them raw. You like that? You like using every part of me as a fucking thing to get you off, huh? that means. It means you really like my body. And your hand around my throat. And your hand around my throat. Your hands are so big. I've never imagined you'd be able to. Fuck. Manhandle me this way. You're not supposed to be able to do that. I'm not weak. Oh, that feels. I can feel your cock brushing against my clit. It's not as direct stimulation as my hand would be. It's almost like teasing, but it's still driving me fucking crazy. You bastard. You're such a bastard, doing this in fucking public, knowing we could get in trouble, risking being discovered. Have to control my voice. Fuck, so hard not to moan out loud. What are you doing? Wait, is that lipstick? You brought it with you. What are you? Dude, what the fuck? We haven't even bought that. You can't just write on me with fucking pink lipstick. Stop. Safe word? No. Please keep fucking my thighs. Whatever. Just fucking write whatever. Probably going to be degrading. I have to read it. I'll obey. It says, really? You wrote that? Fine. You wrote, bread is beautiful. Right on my tummy bump. Really? This is beautiful? What now? You wrote owned and wanted right next to it? Sir, what the fuck? I thought you were going to degrade me. These are... You're praising me? Sexy? You wrote sexy on my left breast and tits on my right. Fuck. You really think my tits are sexy this way? I guess they are bigger. You wrote pretty princess on my thigh? I'm not a princess. I'm not. Oh, you wrote your name? Wrote your name above your pussy? Huh? Why? Marking your property? Fuck. I'm your property? Yes. I'm your bread. Your bread, slut? Yes. I'm sexy this way. If you think I'm sexy this way, then that's what matters. Making my owner's cock fucking hard. Making you want to fuck my thighs. Getting me so worked up. Fuck. Faster, please. Faster. I'm getting close. What now? What are you writing now? Oh, fuck. Is that what I am? Okay. You marked me as your breeding bitch. That's what I am. That's what I fucking am. I'm your breeding bitch. I'm your fucking knocked up big belly baby maker. Oh, please, please, sir, please make your breeding bitch come. Please make me come. Please. Too loud. Fuck. I forgot where we were. Not the thumb. When you make me suck on it, I can't. I'm grinding on your cock. You were fucking my thighs, but I was so fucking horny I couldn't even stop myself. You're still riding. Do I have to say that one too? Okay. You rode. Pregnant goddess. Is that really how you see me? I guess maybe I really am pretty this way. Even if it's just to a weirdo like you. No one's ever been so. No one ever wanted me this way. Constantly lusted after me. Maybe I really am pretty this way. Owned and bred. But you didn't finish, did you? I'm such a greedy whore. I had all the fun. I can't fulfill my end of the deal this way. Please, sir, please. I want to make you come too. Please use me to come. I have an idea. Give me that lipstick. No. Not very neat, but I'm not good at putting on makeup. Take your hand off my throat. It needs some room to kneel down like this for you and give your cock a little kiss. Now you're marked with lipstick too. I'm not done yet. I'm going to paint your fucking cock pink, sir. Fair is fair. Oh. Gotta make you come. Gotta be your good. Your good pregnant slut. Dude, your cock is all pink. Wait, how long have we been in here? Help me up, dude, help me up. Fuck, where are my clothes? Get your pants on. Hurry, hurry! We don't want anyone to notice how long we've been in here. Oh my fucking god. If we get caught, I'm going to kill you. Just fucking... Oh, it's on. Come on. Walk quickly. Put some distance from the dressing room. Okay, that one old bat was giving us a dirty look, but I think we're in the clear. Fuck, dude, my heart is beating so fast. You can't fucking scare a pregnant woman that badly. What were we doing before all this? Oh, the pink dress. Well, giving it another look, I guess. It's kinda cute. I mean, it's not my style, obviously, but if this is what you want to see me in... whatever. Just consider it something I'm wearing for you. So, you own me... two dresses from online. Ones that are more my style? there. Happy? I got lipstick on your cheek too. Why did I change my mind? I think I'm feeling better about my body. Maybe it will wear off later, but right now I'm feeling really... Oh my god, don't you dare laugh. I'm feeling really pretty. Dude, oh, shut up. I just told you not to fucking laugh at me, you. Hello everyone, it is me once again, the voice actor for this audio recording that you just listened to and the script fill that I did. This is the next part of the series that I'm doing right now, and I think this time I really have nothing to say. I'm so happy that we get to have some body appreciation and that she gets to appreciate herself. I like that, and it was also a little fun, nice play. Being in public, how risky. And with that all being said, have a very nice day, and bye!